God disciplines people with sickness and pain with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, why does he do that? Because of disobedience. In other words, he don't get the switch a hold of you when you're a good boy, does he? No. He uses over and over and over in the Scripture, he's dad and we're children, doesn't he? We call of him Abba Father. You know, he is our Father. And you can take any man in this place that's a decent man, if he's a man of God, and walking in obedience to God's Word, he hates to discipline his children. But he knows when they disobey, he has to. Is that what the Scripture says? You have to spank your children. Now, if you raise up a group of children and you listen to Dr. Spock, you know, which was in the line when I come along raising my children, he said, don't you spank your children, you'll ruin them. When I read that book, I said, this guy's a fool. This is totally contrary to the Word of God. I said, if anybody buys this book and goes by this book, we're going to raise up a group of children that are going to be little hellions. And that's exactly what we've got now, isn't it? We've got a bunch of them out there that have no respect for authority. They don't obey nobody. They break every rule. And, of course, if you want to know if you're one of them or not, I guess I could ask this question. How many of you know out there on the highway out here, 35W, the speed limit's 65? You read that? Okay, I'm not going to ask you how many of you speeded coming here today. Did any of you break the speed law coming down here today? If you did, you broke God's rule. You know, if you didn't get a ticket, good. But don't go back out there again, because if you get one, guess who's going to fuss and grumble and complain? You are. And guess what God says he don't like about grumbling and complaining? He said, don't do that either. So if you grumble and complain, God says do all things without murmuring and complaining or grumbling and complaining. So it will make you sick and bring sickness and disease upon your body when you disobey his words. But anyway, right there that scripture said God disciplines people with sickness and pain. That's pretty clear, isn't it, brother? You just can't hardly miss that, can you? It just can't get no clearer than that one right there. Okay, then let's go to Exodus 23, verses 20 through 27, and let's look at this. Exodus 23, it says, but if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies, and I will be an adversary unto your adversaries, for mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. In the next two verses, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quiet break down their images, and you shall serve the Lord your God. And now if we serve him, he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, if we obey him, according to that verse, how much sickness are we going to have as his children? Now, do you want to live there, young lady? Do you want to live in a place where there's zero sickness? How about you, brother? That's where you want to live? That look like a good place? Okay, so what do we got to do according to this book? Follow God's Word. You can't hardly beat this, can you? Whew. I mean, when you do what he says, you do not have to be sick. But I'm telling you, you have no idea how much flack I catch when I tell somebody you're... In fact, I'll tell you what. I was going to Virginia Beach the other day on an airplane. And I'm riding along there, and there's a young man sitting by my side. And he got talking to me. He said, what do you do? I said, well, I'm kind of retired, I guess. I said, I used to be an engineer, but I said... When I retired, I got busier than I ever did because God put me into the ministry full time. So now I'm traveling across the country preaching the Word of God. He said, what denomination are you associated with? And I said, well, I used to be Southern Baptist. He said, well, praise God, I'm a Southern Baptist. He said, oh, you used to be. I said, why'd you leave? I said, because the Southern Baptists don't believe the Word of God. Oh, that didn't set too well with him. He said, we do believe the Word of God. I said, no, son, we don't. And so that's why I left the Southern Baptist and became non-denominational. He said, what is it that you don't believe that we don't believe? And I said, well, we don't believe the Word of God means what it says about sickness and disease. He said, what do you think it means? I said, well, I teach that if you're sick, you have sin in your life. He said, I don't believe that. I said, well, okay, there you are. I said, there you are. I said, and I teach that God will heal everybody that will repent of their sins. He'll heal them all. He said, well, you know God ain't going to do that. I said, see there? So far, we're batting 1,000. You know, you're a Baptist, and I used to be, and I said, I taught this, and I said, they all disagreed with me, so you're a good Southern Baptist. And I said, so you're a Baptist preacher? He said, well, yeah, but I just graduated from seminary, and I'm going for my first church. I'm on the way to my first church. He said, I just graduated from seminary. He said, you're telling me that if I'm sick, I got sin in my life. I said, yes. He said, I got a runny nose right now. And he said, are you telling me that I've sinned to bring this on? I said, absolutely, without doubt, you have unbelief. I said, but what you've already told me, you don't know the word. You haven't studied it enough. So, yes, your sin has brought this cold upon you. I said, you don't know what it is. And so I said, yes. And I said, you just told me you don't believe God heals everybody. He said, no, he don't. He heals who he wants to. I said, son, you got your Bible with you? He said, yes. I said, okay. Open it to Psalms 103 under the law, and let's see what God promised in Psalm 103. Okay, let's go to Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I said, now you see right there, God commands us to bless him, doesn't he? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I said, did you bless his holy name this morning? He said, well, I guess I didn't. I said, well, you need to be blessing the Lord. And if you're not blessing him, that can bring sickness and disease, because the king says, bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits. I said, now then, let's look at those benefits in verse 3. He forgives all of your iniquities. I said, stop right there, son. Do you believe God? I said, if I come down as a Southern Baptist and I'd sinned and I come down and say, I ask you, Lord, to forgive all of my sin, do you believe he'll forgive me? He said, absolutely. I said, okay. You and I totally agree. I said, if you agree with that one, then why can't you agree with the next line? He heals. He said, well, I have a problem with that. I said, see, that's why I left the Baptists. Because we have a problem with the Word of God. I said, now this is what God said. Now you notice the order, son, he put those in. He said, number one, I'll forgive your iniquities or your sins. And after I forgive you, then I'll heal your diseases. Is that what the king said? So see, when you learn these principles, when somebody comes down is sick, first thing you've got to do is make sure you find their sin and get it repented of. Because if they've got unforgiveness, if this woman the other day that called Sharon, which had this unforgiveness toward her mother, and she had breast cancer in her left breast, if Sharon had not found the sin, Sharon could have prayed for that woman forever, and she never got healed.
Right, right.
See, it don't work until you repent. You notice the order? He does what? He forgives your iniquities first, and then he heals you. Is that right? So why do you think God put this in this order? You think he just wrote this book just haphazardly? Not at all. There is an order to this book beyond any book you read in the world. This book, you'll find these principles throughout this book. Everywhere you study, you'll find this. But he forgives all of your iniquities when you ask, of course. He doesn't just give them, he doesn't forgive them automatically. You know, so you go out and sin all week and you drink and you smoke and you cuss and you sleep around and you tell lies and you do everything and you go to church on Sunday and your sins are all washed away. No, that's not the way it works. Now, if you do those kind of things during the week and you come to God and say, okay, Lord, I realize now I heard this preacher preach on these things today and I did these things and I know they're wrong, so I'm asking you to forgive me. Well, will he forgive you? Yeah, but what does he tell you to do? Don't go out and do them again next week, right? Because he ain't going to put up with that nonsense. I mean, you tell your child, okay, your child does something, and you're thinking, well, I'm going to let him have the car, but I'd really like for him to be in no later than 10 o'clock, but you don't tell him. So he comes in at 11 o'clock. He says, son, what are you out so late for? He said, well, Dad, you didn't tell me what time I had to come in. Well, son, I don't want you out after 10 o'clock. If you're going to drive my car, you've got to be home by 10 o'clock. Now then you know the rule, don't you? Well, the next night you go out and you come out at 11 o'clock again. Now then you've known the rule, right? Dad's sitting on the front porch when you get home.
With a switch
in his hand. and you get the switch and he takes away the car from you for a month. So see, you had to suffer the consequences, didn't you? I mean, he told you. Now, the first night, what did Dad do? He just told you because he didn't tell you to come in at 10. So you come in at 11. But the second day, you know the rules. After you know the rules and you break the rules, then there's a consequence, isn't there? Yes, there is. And with God, there's one thing about God that scares me. And I want to go to Leviticus 5:17. And somebody said, well, you know, I hadn't had time to read the book. Okay, let me show you what Leviticus 5:17 says. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist or know it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. So what if you don't know the word? And you go out and sin? You're guilty. So why do you think God told you to study the book? So you would know, right? In other words, you know what kind of excuse when you get to heaven and you got there a whole lot early and you got there sick and afflicted? And he said, well, you know, this is why you got home early. You said, well, God, I didn't know. He's going to say, you know, I told you on page 19, on page 39, and he's going to go right down through 1,000 places where he said, I told you to study the book. He said, well, Lord, I didn't study. He said, that's not my problem. I told you to study. Isn't that what he said? Study this book to show yourself approved unto God. But God, I'm a businessman and I'm too busy to be about studying the Word. That's for my wife. He said, oh no, I made you the spiritual head of your home and I hold you responsible. Ooh, that takes on a whole new world, don't it? I am responsible. He don't hold my wife responsible. She said, praise God. Praise the King. The monkey's on his back. You girls can rest at ease when you learn that God holds a man responsible in the home. You know, he only holds a wife responsible for one thing, submitting to her husband and being a good helpmate. That's all he holds her responsible for, being a good helpmate and submitting to her husband. But he holds a man responsible for the spiritual teaching, teaching the children, teaching his wife, and providing for his wife and being that spiritual head of the home. The man is to be held responsible for those things.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.